Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon. Welcome to the show. We are covering this week, June 19th through the 26th. And when I say we, I mean me. I know where that week came from. It sounded good, didn't it? All right. So I hope you guys are hanging in there. I know we're in the middle of some very strange combinations. And I'm going to talk about them tonight. There was one thing I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss in talking to you guys about this week ahead. So just let me look at the aspects very quickly here. Okay, so I'm clear on that. Okay, so let's look at what's happening. Actually, when I was outlining this week, you guys are going to have pretty important things happening pretty much every day except Sunday. So I guess this is one of those weeks where you really can take Sunday as a day of rest and take that seriously, because it looks like the rest of the week between this Thursday and next Thursday is going to be quite active. So looking at how this breaks down, first we have been feeling, if you guys are on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, then you notice that I wrote a few things about Chiron stationing this week. And, you know, so we've been feeling this. When any planet is slowing down and stopping in the astrological sky and preparing to turn retrograde, like what Chiron has been doing this week, we feel that energy magnified somewhat. And because Chiron is called the wounded healer, there has been quite a bit amplifying in that wounded part of our chart, wherever this falls for you. So some people are experiencing it as emotional wounding, feeling sad, feeling maybe you got into like a verbal confrontation with somebody or heard something that was wounding in some way. Some people are experiencing this dealing with illnesses and things like that. Some people are lucky enough to be out of orb of the whole thing and are missing it. Yay, you guys, right? But, you know, the bulk of people, because this is really playing out right in the middle part of the sign that it's traveling through, which is are getting some kind of touch on it, because an orb is 10 degrees. So if you go 10 degrees to the one side, you're going to go all the way, you know, it's slowing down and retrograding on the 17th degree. So, you know, that takes you back to the 7th degree or up to the 27th. So it is covering a wide space in Pisces right now. What do I want to tell you guys about this? It is going to retrograde on Friday the 20th. This is going to be a retrograde cycle with Chiron and Pisces from June 20th through November 23rd. That's 5 strong months in retrograde with Chiron energy. What does it mean? Well, there's a lot I really want to focus on with Chiron tonight with you guys, because it's a very important energy for the souls that are on the planet right now. I mentioned in another show at one point that I was doing some research with the transit of Chiron in relation to Neptune so tightly, both moving through Pisces together, and literally it had happened that these two had traveled through this sign together, I believe it was around 6 times since the birth of Christ, and very few of those 6 times did it last more than a few weeks or a year. Right now we're in a several-year period of these two going hand-in-hand, and it is about a spiritual evolution that we are all kind of getting a real jump up. And what Chiron does, unfortunately, but fortunately, you know, is that it brings the great catharsis and the wisdom and the, you know, the kind of next level that you transform to through the wound. And so, you know, you suffer through something and that teaches you a great deal about yourself, and you come out of it this new person that really is more compassionate and that has a deeper understanding of the wounds in others and has hopefully mastered some level of healing or teaching through your understanding of the particular wound. The energy of Chiron, in my opinion, is extremely mystical and magical in its own right. This is based on the myth of the centaur that was separate from all centaurs. All centaurs mythically were from the elements, from the sun and the rain, and you know, and so they were changeable. They were changeable. You could feel, you know, the energy of that centaur one way one day and one way the next day, and they would evolve through that spirit and that energy with the whims of the elements. Chiron, however, of Kronos, which is related to our Saturn, and puts him in an equal space with time, Saturn and Cronus, father time. And so this is a wound that you carry throughout lifetimes. This is a wound that you are meant to master and really become quite beneficial to the rest of us in that healing and teaching ability. And it is a wound that is meant very specifically for your own soul growth to elevate you so that you learn about humanity and compassion and all of this. So when we have a week like we've had, you know, it's kind of buffered in between this really volatile Mars activation of April's Grand Cross Uranus-Pluto square. That the Pluto part of it was activated this last Saturday, Sunday. The Uranus part will be activated this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, which I will talk about a little bit more in a minute. That's very much about, you know, really hard pushes for change and sudden upheavals and being aggressively going after what it is you need to get to that next position. So there's a lot of action going around us. A lot of activity, a lot of passion, a lot of anger, a lot of craziness. I call it the crazy maker energy. It's very intense. So we have this Chiron energy, you know, slowing down and stopping with that as a backdrop. And then as you guys all know, Mercury's retrograde in its own sign, Gemini, which rules everything Mercury retrograde is about, so it kind of double, triples that energy mode. So all of our communications and our rethinking and changing of minds and all and miscommunications and all this stuff is going on in the midst of it all as well. So makes me tired just thinking about it. It's been quite the week. So getting back to Chiron, as this has been slowing this week, it has been bringing up those feelings, the sadness or the wounded feeling or the isolation, the illness or, you know, accidents and things like that that have also manifested for some people, depending on, you know, what planets you have in your chart that are aligned with this configuration. And so Friday, it is going to retrograde. So during this five-month period while Chiron is retrograde, until November, you know, this is the time period, if you think about dividing up the space during the year, when it's retrograde, this is the time that you do your internal work. When it's direct, you're doing your outer work with the Chiron energy. So when it's direct, you're able to be that friend who's listening to the other person's problems or to step in and help with a healing situation or teach others through your own experiences, and you're really out there giving that out to the world. And that's, you know, hopefully we're all doing that all the time, but you're meant to get your learning and to evolve your situation through those steps during the direct phase. The retrograde phase is when you are meant to really do your inner work, and that's what we're approaching. And so again, whatever's coming up for you, if you feel, you know, I've had a lot of calls this week from clients and friends and the neighbors, I don't know, you know, about a lot of like this, you know, wounding stuff, this sadness, whatever, coming up and you know, kind of hitting in strong moments out of the blue kind of stuff and really being intense. Then really look at what that means for you. Whatever you do, do not project it out. It's really important right now that when you're thinking about it, and I'm assuming you're listening to this show because you're really interested in evolving this stuff for yourself and what you're here to give for everybody else. So, you know, it's really important that you, when you're feeling that pain, that you stop long enough to ask yourself, you know, what is this teaching me? What do I need to learn about myself? What do I need to heal within myself? What did I not get that is making me feel this vulnerable or this fragile or, you know, whatever it is for you guys? Do not sit and say, oh my gosh, he or she should have done this and everything would have been great, or that job should have come through, or that, you know, don't project it outside of yourself. It's really important right now that you start to do the inner work, because there's quite a lot focused on it. And like I said, the magical combination of Chiron and Neptune working hand in hand right now, the souls here that are on the planet right now, I'm assuming that you guys are all pretty special that you're here right now for this particular configuration, because it is gifting you with the potential to take several steps up, which you wouldn't get in many other lifetimes leading up to this one. So Chiron, what else can I tell you about that? Chiron taught, you know, the centaurs were notorious for, you know, raunchy behavior, you know, part horse, part man, very much, you know, like to drink and debauch and all of that. Chiron, because he was sired by one of the gods, you know, had a higher aesthetic, put it that way. And he came and he taught math and music and astrology, and he taught medicine. You hear chiropractors comes from the base word Chiron. And so he taught these higher things. And so there, this introspective time may be a calling for you to reconnect with some higher discipline that you could get back in touch with within yourself. This can also be, you know, what else I want to say? Part of the myth of Chiron is that he sacrificed his immortality for Prometheus, the one who brought fire to all of us, and took his place and you know, passed away from his human body. So if you think about what the meaning of that might be for you guys, there is something to the selflessness. There is something to setting the ego aside and to trying to, you know, the fire giver that Prometheus was, that he was willing to sacrifice that for. Fire is the creative energy. So there is something, again, you know, in line with creation in your life that you could get in touch with and turn yourself over to during this 5-month period. Stop focusing on, you know, the ego side of whatever's going on for you, which would be this hurts me, this feels, you know, they should have done this for me or with me or this should have happened for me. Set all that aside. Figure out what it is that's so unique and special about you and start creating from that source. You have a 5-month period that's kicking in starting tomorrow if you're listening live. It would be Friday the 20th. And, you know, the 5 months that follow. So it's a really powerful time. I want to include two other, you know, mythological characters, I suppose, because I've had visitations in this last week personally in my own experience. And so I'm going to start to incorporate that in what I'm sharing with you guys, because I it's starting to just become so powerful in my own life that I'm assuming that maybe I'm meant to share it with you guys. So we'll see what you think about that. But Pegasus was one of the energies. And, you know, if you look at the positioning of Pegasus and you think about Pegasus, you know, is the winged horse, spirit, god, whatever you want to call him. He was birthed from Poseidon, that's Neptune, and Neptune is this energy traveling with Chiron. It is that magical, spiritual, romantic, artistic, muse-filled energy. So he came from Poseidon. He also came from Medusa, which is, you know, the energy that will freeze you to death if you look at it. So it is quite a fearful energy, feeling frozen in one's tracks by the Medusa energy. So if you think about that kind of yin-yang between the mother-father of the Pegasus energy, then there is this great desire, again, for broadening your horizons through connections with the muse, finding your own creativity, finding your own spiritual path, linking with the romantic souls that have a karmic tie into past lives for you, looking into the healing energy of the Poseidon energy flow as well. Versus feeling frozen in your track from fear when you see Medusa. So again, I feel like it has a very strong lesson for us. In as we enter into this Chiron retrograde, you want to give wing to, you want to be, you know, feel fearless and give flight to what it is that truly is so important to what you're here to do. It's kind of like spiritual freedom, overcoming that fear. Pegasus went on to carry lightning bolts for Zeus. And Zeus, of course, is our Jupiter energy. And so, you know, if we're thinking about that lightning bolt energy, it very well may be that there are some things that are happening very suddenly, very unexpected, unexpectedly lightning bolts hitting in your life that you're going to be responding for, but you want to keep in mind that this ties in with the protective energy of Jupiter, and Jupiter really wanting to bring great expansion, growth opportunities into your life, wanting to open up the horizons through prosperity or happiness. So whatever that lightning bolt change is, it is also opening this vast horizon for you. And Jupiter in Cancer, as we have talked about on other shows, is really about that widening up through what's going on in your home life or with your family or parent or roommate, or what's going on with real estate deals or moves or renovations, or even your country, your patriotism, your history, your ancestry, all these Cancer themes. What else can I tell you about that? Pegasus was friends to the Muses. Neptune rules the Muses. So, again, get in touch with your Muse. It's time to connect with your talents. The other visitation that I had in this last week was with Artemis. Artemis was birthed of Zeus and Leto, twins of Apollo and Artemis. Artemis, also called Diana, considered the moon goddess. And so there's a couple things involved with this for me, would be that, you know, Artemis, Diana, the moon goddess, this is about your emotional growth at this particular point this week that's around us right now. And really kind of getting in touch with not just feeling your feelings, but why are you having such intense emotions in certain areas of your life? What is that telling you? And again, do not project it out. It's so important with, you know, the lesson for this week, that we're really asking, you know, take all the people and all the situations out of your life right now. What does it mean about you? Where are your emotional needs right now? What can you do? What steps can you take during this next 5 months to answer those needs for yourself in some way, to make yourself the best possible candidate for a relationship or for a job or for, you know, whatever it is you're trying to put yourself out there in. And, you know, Artemis was very much known for, again, she had a sudden quality. She had her bow and arrow, and she would shoot it, and her aim was always true. And very sudden, she could, you know, it could be sudden death when she aimed at something. So to me, I take away from this the message that if you do get in touch with your emotional feelings right now, not how you're feeling them, but what they're about for you, and you start to do that work, that your aim will be true, that you can actually focus this with precision as she did with her bow and arrow, and you can find the course that you're meant to take. So stop thinking about all the events and all the crazy around you. Get very serious about who you are, what this period means to you in the midst of all these changes, and what it is that you're meant to heal within yourself as you go down this road. I will do my best to cover how this is going to play out for all of the signs. As the show goes on, I might not get as specific for everybody tonight, but obviously it'll be written up in the weekly forecast. You can always read it there on Sunday or Monday when it comes out. What I can say is that Chiron shifting in the sign of Pisces means that what is happening has karmic value to it. So relationships that are shifting, or, you know, your job or your home environment or your friendships or, you know, whatever, your finances, whatever it is that's shifting, there is karmic balance here. So you may need to be moved to another space to find the right souls that are going to be part of this next journey. You may be at a turning point where you need to release certain souls because that karmic payment has been met between the two of you, or whatever you, you know, had a karmic bond to reunite over, you've achieved it, and whatever that was, you know, and it's time to move on. So this shift does involve karmic realignment for everybody. it also involves, like I said, the muses reside here. So reconnecting with your painting, your music, your filmmaking, or your favorite films, your dance, your sculpture, your poetry, what your you know, whatever that artistic divine creation is for you. Reconnecting with your spiritual practices, you know, getting back into meditation or yoga, getting back into you know, an interest in psychic abilities or dreams or signs and interpretations or the magical qualities of life. This is definitely a karmic pathway in romance. This is not an, hey, I meet you out in the broad daylight and we fall for each other, wham, bam, it's awesome. This is the kind of romance that kindles up behind closed doors in secret, in private, may have a lot of karmic baggage associated with it, or may be so fragile and precious that it takes space and time to develop long-term privately behind closed doors. You'll know whoever is out there involved in this right now. And so again, there may be this five-month period where there's something to work through in this area. Pisces, where this is shifting, is in charge of hospitals and healing and addictions and boundary issues. It's in charge of self-sabotaging hidden enemies. It's in charge of prisons and psychiatric wards, any place where you're pulling yourself out of the world to focus on a particular topic here. So there may be some kind of shift in something going on in one of those areas. It rules research and investigations. It rules development of a project. So you may be spending this next 5 months really honing in on something that you're trying to bring to life come November, the end of November, and into the whole next year. All right, so that's what I have to say about that. It's kind of intense, you know, but at least as far as the people I've heard from this week, everyone's experiencing some level of it. And so I feel like, you know, it's really important to focus on why and what it is we can do about it, that it's proactive and positive and really rises above just the fundamental hurt in the moment, to really look at the greater picture of what it's really about for everybody so that we can do the best we can with it. The other things that are going on this week for everybody, Saturday, the 21st, the sun moves into Cancer. This marks the summer solstice. This is a three-month chart, the summer solstice chart. It kicks off our summer fun, and it really puts a spotlight, a solar spotlight, on the Cancer part of the chart for 30 days. And so, again, you know, it's kind of feeding into this focus on home, family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, history, ancestry, country, land, patriotism, security needs, nurturing, whatever's there at the base core root of the chart. And so this period, actually, as the sun moves in on Saturday, we are seeing, you know, a spotlight thrown onto these areas. This month ahead, extremely big in these areas. Why? Because the sun is going to lock and load on this and amplify the amount of light cast upon it. It is going to be Jupiter's last tour through here. Jupiter exits mid-July, and we're going to actually get a new moon here in the following week. So it's really, really important that we are doing everything we want to do to get things moving in a forward direction and a bigger direction in these areas. And I think that a lot of things will kind of conspire to make that happen starting on Saturday. I did talk about looking at this summer solstice chart and giving you guys a broad view of the theme of the summer. I am considering not doing that. You know, there's a lot to the chart that you can probably go read from other astrologers. It is somewhat a war chart. You know, there's Cancer rising, so the moon rules the chart, and the moon is elevated in Aries, the warrior sign in the 10th house of leadership with Uranus in charge of sudden, shocking, crazy kind of stuff going on, and also in charge of the financial systems and all kinds of stuff. And to me, you know, yeah, if you want to go learn more about it, go learn more about it. I don't think I'm going to focus this radio show on it. I'm just going to focus on the personal side of just this week, which is really about starting to lock and load on those topics that are Cancer for you in your chart. And the next thing that happens is on Monday the 23rd, we have Venus moving into Gemini. Now, what does that mean? Okay, from the 23rd of June until July 13th, so this is going to go by fairly 3 weeks, Venus is going to be touring through Gemini. Okay, this is like really night and day for Venus. Venus has been in Taurus. Taurus is very fixed, kind of stubborn, kind of locked down on something very, you know, this is the way it's going to be, and I'm slow and I'm steady and I'm building something solid. So with Venus here, you know, the love has been like that. The making of money has been like that. Women in your life may have been like that. And as Venus moves into Gemini on Monday, the 23rd, she is going to lift into a flirtatious dual Gemini, you know, the sign of the twins. And so all of a sudden, it's much lighter, it's much flightier. It's definitely flirtatious when it comes to love. And when it comes to making money, you know, it's all in the talks and the sales and the proposals and the pitches and the writing and the meetings and the offers and the negotiations. It's very communications-driven. For love, you may be running into new amours out in your local neighborhood or nearby town. Neighbors may introduce you or siblings may introduce you. If you're in a relationship, you know, there may be a few talks that elevate this or smooth things out if there's been rough patches. It's very much about the talks that can happen. And because it is going to move in here while Mercury is retrograde in Gemini, there's a very strong influence between June 23rd, Monday, and July 1st when Mercury is going to go direct. That part of it where, you know, lovers from the past will be kind of flooding either into your life or into your thoughts. You might be deciding to pick up that, do that. Don't do that, drunk dial. Don't do it. Call me up instead. No, don't call me. Write me on Facebook. But, you know, yeah, so you might feel drawn to reconnect with somebody, or they might be very strongly drawn to you. And actually, I'm just teasing. Really, when we get these kind of combinations, it is an opportunity from the universe. There may be potential there to rekindle something, or there may be a real opportunity to have some better words spoken that can help you exit with a little bit more grace than you did the first time around, or let them explain something or whatever. So definitely incredibly strong period from the 23rd of June to the 1st of July for past love interests and flames and issues and opportunities to come flooding back. Also, very strong potential to go back to past opportunities to make money. Somebody from the past may come and offer you something, or you may go back to something or someone that can help you there. And there may be a few women filtering through your life that you haven't seen in quite a while during that period. So all of this should be positive, actually. There should be something very positive coming out of it, because Venus tends to smooth things out or help you attract what you need. So it's a good time to focus on that. All right. And the last thing that's happening will be Tuesday into Wednesday. Tuesday is the build-up. Wednesday, early in the morning, it's exact. So you may experience this Tuesday, or you may experience this Wednesday, or you may experience it both days. And that's June 24th and 25th. And this involves Mars. And this is the Mars-Uranus opposition. So, again, I touched on that at the beginning of the show, which is, you know, Mars started this reactivation in his direct motion by kicking up with Pluto last Friday, Saturday, which was the 13th, 14th. You can kind of look back and see what was going on. Mars in the sign of Libra, so it was definitely about another person. You might have been dealing, you know, pushing something with them. They might have been pushing something with you, probably focused on, you know, a partner, a competitor, a client, a specialist, an attorney, an agent, a manager, a producer, you know, somebody who's a serious, important person that you're dealing with. So you've already gotten through the crazy Pluto part of it. And we've been, you know, these are bookends on either side of us. So we're kind of in the middle, jammed up in the middle of this. Maybe we're like the peanut butter in the middle of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't know. We don't get out the other side until we get past next Tuesday, Wednesday. So the getting out the other side means going over the Uranus part. So here's the deal about that. You know, this is an opposition, which means, again, it is explicitly about you and another person. Oppositions mean you're facing off with somebody across the zodiac, okay? And we are looking at Uranus. So someone needs to shake something up. There needs to be a shock or a sudden change or a real excitement and surprise. There needs to be a breakaway or a break out of a rut or a break for freedom or, you know, in facing Mars here, you know, some kind of lightning bolt passion that explodes and all of a sudden you guys find yourself in bed and you're like, what? How did that happen? Or some kind of lightning bolt anger erupts over the top and everything is spewed out and it's said and you clear the air. Or some kind of, you know, somebody calls you up and says, come do this, and you just jump into it spontaneously, and there's a lot of motivation and action involving this other person and what you're doing. So, you know, it's very much, it is that lightning bolt that we were talking about earlier with some of the symbolism that I was getting in this week that we just had. So be on your toes. Do be careful around volatile people or situations. Definitely anytime Mars is involved and there's another person involved, you know, you want to be careful of fights, you know, violence, anything like that. So if you think you're in any kind of situation that could go that way, get yourself out. Mars can be under duress. You know, worst case scenario, for gosh sakes, don't go around thinking this is going to happen to everyone. You this information so that you just check, look around your house, you know, check your car, sure, you know, keep away from sharp objects, you know, cutting is a Mars thing, blood is a Mars thing, accidents with Uranus and Mars, very much potential for accidents. So if you're out on the road, look left and right a couple extra times, you know. Don't climb the ladder on those days if you do hold on to something, those kind of things, you know. So just be a little extra cautious. What else? I think that's about it. Well, Uranus can be electrical, so, you know, make sure that you don't plug something in backwards or into the wrong socket or something, I don't know. Yeah, so that's it. So we're going to have some kind of, you know, sudden motivating thing that you dive in and have to be on your toes and really could go for something on that Tuesday, Wednesday involving another person or some sudden crazy passion that ignites or something that is helping you clear the air with another person and dealing with any kind of anger issues. So that's a lot. Am I, you know, really, right? And I talked 40 minutes just on the general thesis. So, yeah, it's quite a week ahead for everybody. So, you know, what I want to say about the Chiron and the healing energy, Aries, I pretty much covered that in the intro, which means that really this next 5 months, focusing on your artistic talents or ways to heal yourself through enjoying art again in your life, following your spiritual practices, allowing romance to either blossom behind closed doors or allowing a healing space for romantic needs to mend so that you're ready for the next relationship, allowing time to get into that research or development on projects, or if there is any need to be in a hospital or do some kind of serious physical healing, this is a really important time to do the inner work allowed around this space. Taurus, it's very much about all of these things, but really focusing them on a time where you can develop aspirations that you might hold near and dear to yourself. So this might involve a friend that you're working on some kind of artistic or spiritual or developmental project with. It may be a group that you're reconnecting with during this time. There may be something that you can develop over the internet that will help you bring out the muse or bring out the healing or the research that you're doing. You may also connect with that romantic behind-the-scenes thing through these arenas. If you do have an interest in astrology or charities or social networking, that as well can do it for you during this period. So a really important 5 months to kind of dive in and find out what you're all about and what you can, you know, key in with yourself in these areas. For Gemini, the Chiron energy is really saying that, you know, this 5 months, you really need to look at the direction your life is taking. Do you want more artistic, you know, projects or offers or potential for the direction of your life, possibly tied in with your career or, you know, some goal that you have on a personal level? Or is there something spiritual that you want to tie in with your goals or your career? Or is there something healing or hospital related here? And because this part of the chart for Gemini rules authority figures, there may be something that you possibly are thinking about stepping out and starting your own business and becoming that kind of boss yourself. Or you may be trying to get into this healing zone when it comes to a parent. Or you might need to work through what's going on with a hospital or healing energy with your parent. Or there may be some other type of authority that you're dealing with in the mix. So, you know, whether it's a personal goal or the direction of your career and your life or these authorities, what you're developing within yourself, healing and kind of reconnecting with your muse and your spirit, it's a really important time for this. For Cancers, it is really about, there's like five areas here for Cancer. You may, and it's all about broadening the mind or sharing wisdom. So for Cancer, this may be about finding ways through media, broadcasting, marketing, publishing, publicity that brings the spiritual message out or brings out the artistic muse or brings out projects or brings out healing potential. So you might be, you know, working during this 5 months. Maybe you're going to write a book about spiritual healing or you're going to, you know, develop that artistic project that you're going to broadcast come the end of the year or next year, et cetera, et cetera. This is also about higher education. So you might be working on something that you want to teach or something that you want to get certified in or going back to school for something during this period. It's also about travel or connecting with other cultures, foreign interests, foreign people, people at a distance. So there may be something in that that is healing or helping you connect with that muse or spiritual path or romantic needs. It's about weddings. So you might be doing a five-month period of behind-the-scenes romance development here, or maybe you're healing so that you are ready to think about that kind of thing again in your future. It's also about legal matters. It doesn't sound very spiritual or healing, does it? But there is something about the law in general or about how you're healing something on a soul level that ties in, maybe ties into a past life in the way that things went when you got into legal systems. But there is something here that maybe you're developing so that you can come out in some way that's along that road. For Leo, this is in the most intense part of the chart. So you guys are either looking at sexuality, and so there may be something about, you know, wounds that you feel about, you know, what's going on intimately with another person or your past and what has been generated intimately. Maybe there's something with your reproductive needs or with a birth, or this is also the area of mortality, you know, looking at where you are on your path so far at your age in life and how you feel about all these deeper things. And then looking at, you know, how that balances out with where you find yourself you know, in this romantic behind-the-scenes development or the spiritual path or the artistry or healing that's going on within you. The house where this is for Leo also has to do with the big financial picture, so there may be something that you're working through in development or inner work with your artistic talents so that you can bring in the investor or deal with the loan or the, you know, whatever the big financial situation is for you. If you're trying to work through something that has to do with a bankruptcy or taxes or insurance or settlement or investments or, you know, commissions or royalties or whatever, then this time, again, can help you deal with that. And also, Leo, some of the Leos will be doing the healing work when it comes to divorce, in which case that karmic break that I talked about is very important for you guys to honor, that this soul is someone you've traveled with in other lifetimes. This soul is somebody that you are now coming to the end of that chapter with this lifetime, and how you can just not project outwards, but look at just what this means to you, how you're dealing with this period, what you can do to move through it. For Virgo, it is relational. So, you know, all your key relationships are coming into perspective during this five-month period. So you may be kind of going back to work with internal processes on how you connect in committed romantic relationships, how that feeds your spiritual side or is healing in some way for you, or wounding in some way for you, how you deal with business partnerships and what the karmic balance is there and what the artistic projection is there, the development, how you're dealing with attorneys or specialists or agents or clients or opponents or competitors or, you know, any of these key people. And so this inner processing is really an important time of development and inner work on, you know, where are you in this process? What is it that you have to share, that you have to heal, that you have to teach, and why are you choosing the ones you're choosing, and who do you need beside you, and, you know, where are you going with this come the end of the year? For Libra, this is really a focus on service more than anything, and so it comes, you know, comes out in interesting ways. This comes out through the work that the actual day-to-day job that you do, you know, being of service in some way. Is there something spiritual that you're contributing? Is there something artistic you're contributing? Is there something through research or development or work behind the scenes that you're contributing? How do you feel wounded in this area? Is there a way to express vulnerability? Is there a way to heal something here? This is also the area of personal health. And so for Libra, this period is really reconnecting with that spiritual core so that your health is at its strongest. And if you need this 5 months to get back into your practices, meditation, yoga, or you know, Reiki, or, you know, whatever kind of, you know, eating positively or whatever you do, that can help you reconnect so that you don't feel any kind of woundedness when it comes to your health, then this period is very important for that. This is also, for Libra, they might be focusing on their connection with the animal kingdom during this period. There is something very healing and very spiritual about the Libra in connection to the animal kingdom. And so, you know, there may be something that you want to go back and develop during this time or really reconnect with and immerse yourself within so that you are evolving and teaching or healing from your perspective when it comes to this. And then there might be something with paperwork for you guys that you need to work out, maybe something with a hospital or with a other kind of institution or with something, some artistic project that you're involved with, in which case, again, I would not focus so much on the actual project and paperwork, but more on what that means to where you are right now with your healing, with your teaching, and your ability to go deeper with this. For Scorpio, You know, this is playing out in your lovability zone, you know. So you're looking at how wounded do I feel right now as far as am I being loved? Is the love that I'm expressing being embraced? What is the wound that I carry here right now in this part of my life? How can I take this 5 months to really go within myself and look at what do I give when I'm in a loving situation? What is it that I am sharing, healing, and teaching the other person? What can I develop over this 5 month period so that I am giving more, so that I'm attracting? You know, if I have a list here of what I'm seeking, you know, what is it that I can do that would meet that and answer that? It also is a focus on your creative projects. So this 5 month period may be a very special one for developing something that you're here to teach or to share or to heal others through when it comes to creative endeavors. So you want to connect with your muse very strongly during this period. You might get involved with a musical project or a film or painting or poetry, and very, very powerful time for you guys when it comes to this. And if you had something that you started before and it got stopped in its tracks or you set it down, definitely, you know, starting Friday the 20th and for this next 5 month period, it is a very good time to pick that back up and see what you can work on with it. Children and where you are with the kids. So this may be about your own children. It may be about your desire to have children. It may be about children that you work with. You know, however kids are significant in your life or not significant in your life, this Chiron energy is saying, you know, look within. Where's the wound within you that you can focus here? Where's the healing and the teaching that you came to do associated with this? What does it mean to your development? Is there something special that you want to work on to bring out come, you know, the end of this year and into next year? For kids, again, this would be with the muse, with the healing, with the spirituality, with romantic, you know, stories you can share with any kids that are, you know, being crushed in those areas. And so that focus. And then your recreational pursuits and kind of finding, you know, if you have not been allowing time for fun, why that is, this time period can definitely get you back connected with just allowing yourself to find joy in life and to set those wounds aside enough so that you can find that fun within yourself again during this period and heal that. For Sagittarius, you know, Chiron is really saying that you're being given this 5 month period ahead to look at you know, what it is that really grounds you in your life. You know, where do you want to put down roots? Who do you want to put down roots with? What is your sense of family? Is there, you know, is there something going on here spiritually? Is there a karmic shift in the direction of your life or one that you would like to see happen when it comes to that core root of your chart, your family, your home, you know, who lives with you, what you do in that space, your security in life. Is there something romantic that you want to get back to? Do you want to have some time now to develop something there? Is there something artistic that you want to, a project that you want to start working on there? You know, is there something healing going on here? It's possible for some sages that they will be relinking to something healing with the parental side of life again, kind of like Gemini was. So if that relates to you, this is a really important period to balance that karma, to heal any wounds, to shine your light and what it is you know about life to this parental unit and really work through this situation. And for some sages, you'll just be going back to that early wound that you felt from a parent and really finally ready to say, okay, I want to put this to bed. Why was that? Why was my life? Why did it go down that road? You know, why was I born into a life where, you know, the parent passed away in my early years, or there was an alcoholic, you know, situation, or there was an early divorce, or, you know, fights, or whatever it was. Why did my soul need to experience that? What was it that it taught me? What great wisdom do I carry from that wound? And how can I bring that out to the world going forward? And there may be something artistic, some kind of project or something spiritual that you can develop over these months as you tune into that. For some sages, there may be a focus on a move or a renovation or something with a roommate during this period as well. For Capricorn, there's a lot of different things playing out here for Capricorn in this arena. Chiron is really getting you to learn something about how wounding words can be. You know, you are more empowered than most of the signs right now hosting, you know, Pluto the way that you are for this space in your life's development. And, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, you know, words can be devastating. And so this chapter, this 5 months that you're entering into is really asking you to look back at things people have said to you in your past that have really wounded you and why. Make a list. Sit down with a pad and paper and write down your top 20 and see if there's a thread of, you know, one particular topic running through all of that. Because it will teach you a great deal about what you're figuring out about yourself. Then sit down and make a list of some of the top 20 things you've said that you really wish you could take back if you look over your life and see what the theme is there. And do this work for yourself during this period. And beyond the wounding side of that, Capricorn has this great potential for teaching or healing through their wisdom and their understanding of that particular pain at some point in their life. So there may be something to a writing, you know, maybe you're writing a book or writing something up. Maybe there's a big agreement that your period based on something spiritual or artistic or healing. Maybe there, or karmic, maybe there's a sale, or maybe there's something about sales and this give and take of energy that you're meant to concentrate on during this part. In the relational part of the world for Capricorn, this is focusing in on that karmic relationship that you have with brothers and sisters. And so, again, this five-month period can really help you tune into why you, you know, came into the world with these souls, what they mean to you, what you mean to them, how you would like to carry forward with them after this. Also focused on neighbors, the people that live close by you. And really your kind of your community connection as well. So there may be something to your involvement with your community or your neighborhood that becomes important and special for you during this period. For Aquarius, this is about being valued first and foremost for Aquarians. And so the Chiron energy is asking that you go back within during this 5 months if there's something, if you're feeling undervalued in your job or in your relationship as you enter this. This period will definitely help you work through why you would allow that, you know, ask yourself, you know, where you've been and what wounds you've experienced that would make it that so that's okay for you up to this point and what you would like to change about that. Further, in the mundane world for Aquarius, this is definitely about what you're doing to make money and the amount of money that you're making. And so there may be some development during this five-month period of a karmic nature with another soul that you can kind of develop and bring about to turn the direction of what you do to make your living or the money that you're earning. Could be artistic, could be spiritual, could have to do with hospitals or development or research. This could be a period where you're really looking at your relationship to objects. So if you're, you know, if you grew up in an environment of lack, if you had this, you know, emotional connection to lack, and that was the wound. And you may have found that in your adult life, you're you know, hoarding objects, you're purchasing over your limit, or you're, or maybe you can afford it all, but you're just buying everything that you can, and that gives you some kind of sense of worth or value. And that's, you know, if you're happy with it and everything's fine, then it is. But if you're finding that you would like to free some of your space up, and or you want to move past that on some level, this may give you the opportunity to understand it. There may be some specific talent that you have, something that where you can teach others about personal objects and their value, or personal objects and their meaning. Maybe you're going to take an interest in crystals, you know, for an example, and find their spiritual meaning and teach that to others, or you're going to connect with the magic of stones, or I don't know, whatever. I can't think of another example because it's Mercury retrograde. Give me a break. But, you know, this period would definitely be a strong period to develop anything that you're doing with that, or if you've decided you want to sell a bunch of things, or you want to, you know, open a store or whatever that would involve a bunch of objects, then this can be a period to work on this. Also, anything about purchasing, if again, it kind of ties back into the other thing, you know, if you're spending a lot, this is a time to approach what that means on a deeper level for you when it comes to feeling value, being wounded or healing of yourself. And for Pisces, you know, this is happening within you. So the Pisceans, more than any other sign, are definitely being realigned. They are vibrating with a higher level of their own rulership energy through Neptune here. And with Chiron hand in hand, they are healing some very age-old wounds that have come through many lifetimes to get to this life. And so there is some very deep introspection for the Pisces coming up over this next 5 months. And you may be realigning or reinventing something within yourself, so that when you come out of this towards the end of November and move into the first months of next year, you're really transforming and coming out as a different person on a certain level. So it is very important for you to look straight in the eye what is happening in your most karmic relationships right now, and to ask, what part do I play in this? And to ask, what, you know, what of my own pain can I share, teach, or heal in this situation to them or for myself? We can go both ways with the Pisces. You need to look at reconnecting with your artistic talents. They are being elevated to such a degree, and if you've let go of your painting or your music or your filmmaking or your dance or your sculpture or your poetry or any other artistic talent, this is a really important time to listen to your muse, to let the inspiration come back through you. It's a very powerful purging and releasing period for Pisces. Again, it may tie back into a karmic relationship that is breaking away because it has come as far as it was meant to this lifetime, or you're redefining it. So whatever you're releasing in relationship to that relationship, it's very important. This is also a very healing time for Pisces, so the physicality of your body is very important. Is there a reason to go to a hospital or to a doctor or a healing agent of some sort? Is there a reason to get back into your meditation or your yoga, to tune into your body and kind of reclaim that soul within the body, or body attached to the soul? It's a very romantic time for some Pisces, where you need this space to let that fire pick back up within your life and within yourself. So whether that's with somebody or you're just trying to get back to that yourself so that you're ready for a partner, it's important to focus on it. And then anything, you know, I would say that Pisces are getting kind of a download when it comes to dreams and signs and symbols, psychic, you know, hits. So I would highly suggest the Pisces pay attention to this, write this information down. You might have an amazing film or book come out of it, or, you know, equally important, you might really have some breakthroughs with the messages you're getting for yourself and possibly for others. And so that's it, guys. I am going to just cover that because I do feel that it was very important, and we are over the hour now. So everything else specifically for signs you guys can read about in the weekly forecast, really pay attention to this very special spiritual path that we're all on right now. It's Zoe Moon. I will be back next week at the same time. I hope it's a great week for everybody, and I will talk to you then.